Welcome to Cyber Frontier, bringing you the latest news, trends, and hottest topics that focus on advances in cybersecurity and cyber industry economics. Our expert yet down-to-earth hosts make cybersecurity straightforward. They ask the tough questions and make this challenging topic something that everyone can understand. Our candid approach lets guests open up on topics we would all like to see addressed. You can find us on the web at newcyberfrontier.com. That's www.newcyberfrontier.com. Now join today's host as he introduces the topic for today's New Cyber Frontier.
Welcome to today's episode of New Cyber Frontier. On today with Ekta Markulyer, who is the Executive Director for the Pikes Peak Development Center under the SBA and the Program Lead for the Colorado SBDC Cyber CYA Program. Sorry, my note were in the background. But welcome today, Ekta. How you doing?
Hi, Chris. Doing well. Thanks for having me.
So glad to have you on, and so glad to be a part of so many things that you're doing and that you've sponsored, and so much for the cyber community, even though SBDC is not specifically cyber, but there's so much going on around Colorado in that the cyber area, and so many things with small business development that we're glad to have you and your support. So
yeah, thank you.
Yeah, first of all, kind of give us your background, how you got to where you're at, and what kind of things you cover under your areas.
Thanks for asking that. My background is interesting. Most of my background is in business development and project management for sports organizations, professional bull riders for one and the Olympic Committee for another. I came to this position just like anyone else, looking for something new and challenging, and I've been in this position for a little over 8 years now. And what we do is we educate small businesses on the topics that they need. It's really that simple. Our mission is to help existing and new business grow and prosper. And whether that's bookkeeping or website development to cybersecurity, that's what we do. We're here to bring resources, expertise, subject matter experts to the table to help the businesses with that need, you know, that question, that very specific question they may have. And then in the case of cyber, create awareness around what it means for small business, because a lot of small businesses aren't asking the right questions in that area yet.
Interesting. So as far as, you know, what percentage you work with cyber stuff, what would you say that is?
So cybersecurity programming, we're actually the lead for the entire Colorado SBDC network on cybersecurity. We serve on the National America's SBDC Special Interest Team with a number of other states in the nation that run cyber for small business education. This is one of maybe 20 programs that we run, 20-25 programs that we run. But we have such an amazing team, which you are well aware of, Chris. And that you participate on, that really help run that program. So it is quite a large program. We run a statewide conference just on cybersecurity for small business. It's been sold out for years now. But it's one of many programs that we offer, but it's one of the most important.
Okay. So how important do you see that the cybersecurity industry is here to our local economy?
Obviously, in Colorado Springs, we have a growing ecosystem. There has been a very big concentration and focus on supporting cybersecurity workforce development, cybersecurity education at all levels, you know, K through 12, to those that are looking for new jobs, upskilling those that are unemployed. We were just talking about that. Getting people to work in the field of cybersecurity, which, as most of the professionals that listen to this podcast know, cybersecurity means so many things, and there's so many areas of work within that. So cybersecurity in Colorado Springs especially is a big focus. We stay in the track of small business education, while our partners at the Workforce Center, the Colorado Springs Chamber, our Colorado Springs Leaders Collaborative, I mean, we all have our piece in the big picture.
Yeah. Well, let's take a break right here from our sponsors. We'll be right back in a minute, and we'll talk about that last thing as kind of one of the reasons we had you on, the Colorado Springs Leaders Collaborative, and what we're doing and this thing you started, really, that is helping the community in certain ways. Be right back.
Cyber Resilience Institute helps build strong cyber communities designed to prevent members from attack. Like building a neighborhood watch, it takes coordination and a sharing community to protect our identities and valuables in the virtual world. Typically, we hear that organizations know they need to do something to protect their cyber assets, but don't know where to begin. Let Cyber Resilience Institute help your community create an action plan. Cyber Resilience Institute will build your community or business marketplace so that it is designed to support a collective cyber defense. Contact them for more information at cyberresilienceinstitute.org.
Welcome back to New Cyber Frontier. On today, talking with Ekta McCullier, the Executive Director for Pikes Peak, Peak Development Center and the Small Business Administration. Ekta, before the break, you had mentioned, and one of the reasons we are interviewing and bringing all the members on from this new kind of organization that we've started locally here, and you've been the key founder of that. But the Pikes Peaks leader, or what's it called again? Explain the name of that.
It's changed names a couple times. The Colorado Springs Cybersecurity Leaders Collaborative.
And this was unique because it was kind of an invite only, where we pulled in leaders from all the different organizations that represent cybersecurity. Give us kind of a rundown of what types of organizations you pulled into that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the purpose of pulling it together was one day I was sitting there thinking, gosh, I would really like to know what everyone's doing, because there's so many different efforts and roles that our leaders are playing, whether it's for the military, government contracting, commercial, small business, you know, whatever, nonprofits. We wanted to make sure that SBDC has a pulse on what we should teach and what's the latest of information, what should we bring to the table, you know, to the entire state of Colorado, if not on the national committee that we're a part of. And so what we did was we invited at one of our summits all the leaders that were represented. So Air Force CyberWorks, ASEA, IC Squared, ISSA. So all these acronyms that you can explain, Chris. I don't know all the words that go with the letters, but I know who they are. The colleges, universities, University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, Pikes Peak Community College. We have a specialist that just works with nonprofits in the Colorado Nonprofit Association. The Better Business Bureau, as you know, the BBB, one of their main strategic objectives is to ensure that our small businesses know about scams and scams that are out there. And they are our scam tracker. And so a lot of it, obviously, cybersecurity related. We have yourself on that. And then Dr. Sean Murray, who's on the International ISSA board. So a really great representation of small business, nonprofit, government, and military.
Yeah, and just some fun, too. So we started meeting before COVID.
That's correct. Part of the agenda was don't throw your weight around. We're all here equally to share ideas, right? Share ideas and opportunities, and we meet at happy hour.
Yeah, but COVID's put a little damper on that, but also been really good at keeping all of us engaged and informed during this time when we're all at home. And we wouldn't have connected in so many, I don't think at all, these groups during that time if we wouldn't have started this and had, you know, the mm-hmm. monthly meetings that you facilitate. Where do you see as far as the biggest risks to the community that you see from small business that we're addressing with these type of things and your programs at the SBA?
Yeah, so as a resource provider of the SBA, just to be clear on that, we're not the SBA, and we don't want to be mistaken for the SBA because they do the loans and other things, right?
Gotcha.
But as a resource partner, we have to have a pulse on what the problems are, right? And when it comes to cybersecurity, as many people know that are listening to this, that our small businesses, even if they know that cybersecurity is important because they've heard about the issues, the hacks, the scams, you know, there's a lot of news right now about scams, phishing attempts from so-called SBA on some of the loans, banks that are asking for additional information for PPP loans, banks that you don't even bank at. There's a lot out there, but the biggest problem is small businesses, even though maybe they were once focusing on it, COVID has taken their attention away to focus on their businesses right now. Let's just see how I'm going to be tomorrow. Let's keep our operations alive. And this is when they're the most vulnerable. And right now, the biggest issues are these phishing scams. I'm connecting with you because you've heard about the contact tracing scams going on right now, or you have a PPP loan application and Paycheck Protection Program loan application, and I need more information. And it looks like it's coming from the bank, but it's not, right? No bank's gonna ask you for information on email. You know, there's phone scams, email scams. There's so much going on right now, and businesses are vulnerable and they just need their money. Mm-hmm. And they're responding to them so very quickly. And that's one of the biggest issues we're seeing right now. The BBB is tracking those scams as well and keeping an eye on them. But it's just that's the biggest issue. The other things that we are trying to do at the SBDC is create awareness. And in general, businesses shy away from wanting to talk cyber. They shy away from wanting to talk about their financials or bookkeeping or anything super exciting. And so cyber is one of those things. I say it's just like knowing what your balance sheet looks like. You have to know about your cyber and your infrastructure and what your risks are. And we keep saying, don't be scared. Yeah. But businesses are scared to talk about it because they think it's too much and it's overwhelming.
And you have several programs that you get involved with and get funded through the state and other areas. Can you describe those if anybody's listening might want to get involved?
Yeah, so Colorado SBDC, we have a tech source program. On one side of it, we do SBIR, tech commercialization work, taking your product to market type of thing, accelerators. On the other side is cybersecurity, and that's, you know, my program that we run. And under that, we have worked with internship programs with the Pikes Peak Community College. We've worked with, we've created the Cybersecurity Awareness and Implementation Series. It's the first of its kind 8-week series. It's like a strategic planning course, but it's focused on cyber. So we go in and do a full risk analysis with the business, physical, environmental, IT. We put that in a report. We provide that to them. And through the next 7 weeks or 6 weeks, that business works on finding solutions and putting that in their cyber plan. And guess what? Many banks are actually looking for cyber plans now when you get a loan because they want to know you're securing the data and properly. So Cybersecurity Implementation Series is one that we piloted. We partnered with the Better Business Bureau to create a cyber awareness badge, first of its kind in the nation as well. We're on special interest groups. We do a lot of workshops. We partner with the chambers, the Leaders Collaborative, obviously, but also the National Cyber Center. We provide and we do a few workshops throughout the year on small business and what they need to know.
Interesting. So much for small businesses. Let's take a break, hear from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Cyber Frontier, on today with Aiktha McCoyer, the Executive Director for the Pikes Peak the Business Development Center. So Aiktha, thanks again for joining. We were talking before the break about a lot of the programs and things you guys do in the area. And as such, you have a visibility into some trends and patterns, what people should look out for, and always have good advice to offer. Statistics of what you see happening. Give us some examples of what you would, what advice you would give to people listening?
So if you're a practitioner, the only advice I could give to you as a non-cyber expert, although in the last few years I've gotten to know quite a bit, right, Chris? I know how to identify cyber needs, if anything. But as a practitioner, the one thing we always work together on here locally is let's make the conversation so that people can understand it. Businesses don't understand GDPR. Like, what the heck is GDPR, right? What the heck does Colorado PII laws mean? Like, using acronyms, using big words, all that, that may make sense to us. But when you teach a small business or trying to get them engaged, say, hey, did you know down the street so-and-so got hacked and this is how? Like, get their attention with reality stories and you know, simplify the words and make it understandable. So that's the one thing that we've been working on as practitioners or facilitators through our office, is just making it so that people understand what the heck we're talking about and so people care enough to listen. And then as a small business, if you're listening, you already are aware of the cybersecurity needs. You're already aware that it's important. All I can say to that is, you know, stay up to date on what's new and what's out there, because it's changing every day. I heavily push the BBB scam tracker because they are on it and they are watching it and they're collecting all of it into one place. And then also, don't be scared of asking what it means for your business. There's SBDCs across the nation, and we actually have some international partners as well. And every SBDC state network is focusing on cybersecurity somehow. Either you have a full-fledged huge program like Colorado or Michigan or Oregon. There's some really strong states out there with programs, or there's some that are just developing. And our national governing body, I should say, has put together a cybersecurity kit for those SBDCs that need it. So ask for that free advice, because that's it, we have it. Free advice, free consulting, free workshops, you know, all done by experts or those that have been trained to at least get you to that next step. Mm-hmm. And ask for help, because it's out there.
Yeah. What about those communities, like you're kind of leading the way on it, national level, that might want to put together a program more like you've done? How would they get involved or reach out to get involved with this?
Yeah, so there's a couple of really great websites. The America Small Business Development Center website, ASBDC, has, so if you're like a business organization, there's some great toolkits there that you can utilize. National Cybersecurity Alliance, my friend Daniel Elliott, who's now become my friend, runs the small business program there. And he's created an amazing set of information you can just grab and go to help train yourself, your employees, take it to your business and be cyber aware, hashtag cyber aware. And, you know, Cybersecurity Month is coming up in October, and you can sign up to be a cybersecurity champion, kind of like Small Business Saturday, but for Cybersecurity Month. And, you know, there's a lot of content you can download from the National Cyber Alliance. We know that the Department of Homeland Security has a ton of small business education posters, flyers, toolkits, Ready, Set, what is the program name? They have a program as well that's put together to make it easy for small businesses to take advantage of. But like I said, your SBDC can help you get that program for your small business going. They can help you understand what you need to know, provide some training most likely.
Mm-hmm. What the Cyber CYA program, you know, that was the other thing you had on your title. Explain what that is.
So we became the lead for cybersecurity programming for Colorado Network because of where we are. We're in Colorado Springs. It's the hub for cyber. And so, you know, calling it a cybersecurity program for small businesses is kind of a boring name, right? And so one day we were sitting around and we've noticed the best cybersecurity programs, if you're trying to develop your own, have to be somewhat fun, interactive. You know, we've seen animations and cartoons coming out from some other SBDCs, which I love. But cybersecurity CYA, cover your assets, was a play on words that we came up with, and it's got legs because it's easy to remember, and it, you know, we make cyber fun. And it's fun to learn, fun to understand, and fun to implement. And that program encompasses free consulting with our subject matter experts, lots of workshops, and then that statewide event. And then we also stream events and provide events for other SBDCs throughout Colorado. And there's 14 others with us.
Yeah, interesting. So is there anything you wanted to get out about your events coming up or future calendar things? I know you said October, you had some... your event, what would our audience want to know about, or how would they get involved with that?
Yeah, so our next event is October 15th, and it is virtual. We normally do it in person, but we found that doing virtual events, just like this podcast, we can reach a lot more people. We had 11,000 just for Small Business Week a few weeks ago. So we hope to reach, you know, not only just Colorado, but the rest of the nation with the Cybersecurity for Small Business on October 15th. It'll be a virtual event, ability to have one-on-one consultations during the virtual event, meet the partners, meet the experts, as well as take part in a number of workshops that are provided by our experts. Mm-hmm. We're either beginning stages, like I have no idea what this means, to, okay, I have a plan in place and everything. What do I need to know now? What's new in the world of cyber?
Mm-hmm. Is this something that even international listeners could get some benefit from?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's different laws and regulations everywhere you go, but at the base of all of this, it's cybersecurity. Mm-hmm. Small businesses need to have cyber in place.
Yeah, maybe just seeing what's happening at different more local settings across the world might be a benefit.
Yeah, and you know, best practices are best practices. And so many of our businesses are doing international business too. Just because they're located here doesn't mean that, or internationally doesn't mean that this doesn't apply. But we'll be talking about international cybersecurity as well, I'm sure, somewhere in our agenda. But it will definitely be for everyone.
Yeah. And how would somebody connect with you or find out about that?
Well, I appreciate you asking. I would go to pikespeaksbdc.org/cyber, and we will have that registration up soon.
All right, and there you heard it. Thank you so much for joining today, Aiktha. And anything else that you would like to know about it, I'm sure we could reach out to her as well. I think you can find her on LinkedIn, but probably the SBDC website would be a good way to do that as well. Thanks for joining today.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to New Cyber Frontier. Remember to follow or like our post and circulate each new show to your networks. We keep you informed, bring you the latest news, explore new trends, and find the hottest topics. With New Cyber Frontier, you don't have to be a computer or cybersecurity expert, just get plugged in. We encourage you to get involved. Tell us what topics interest you and join our mailing lists. You can find us on the web at www.newcyberfrontier.com. That's newcyberfrontier.com. Check out our previous interviews and please let us know if there are any topics that you would like to hear discussed. See you next time on New Cyber Frontier.